In a year marked by growth, independence, and a steady rise in the quality of play, what's next for the Vancouver Island Junior Hockey League, VIJHL? As the league nears the one-year anniversary of its independence and a championship series set to begin on Monday, expansion remains a key topic of discussion. VIJHL President Mark McDonald has seen significant interest from potential new teams eager to join. "We're receiving calls all the time from people wanting to be part of this league," McDonald said. "We're not just looking to add teams for the sake of it, but if it makes sense, we're definitely considering expansion. Right now, we have 11 teams, and I think there's room for more." Currently, the VIJHL consists of 5 teams in the south and 6 in the north, but that doesn't necessarily mean a new team would be placed in the south. Remote areas such as Port McNeill and Port Hardy have expressed interest, which could truly make it an island-wide league. "There's a lot of interest, especially in those more remote areas," McDonald explained. "It's not just about putting teams in new towns. We need to ensure we can handle the logistics and that there's strong community support." Despite the enthusiasm, McDonald emphasized that the league won't rush into expansion. "We're not just looking for teams to fill out the league," he said. "We want to make sure we can sustain new locations and that they contribute to the overall growth of the VIJHL." While expansion is a strong possibility in the coming years, the league has already made significant strides in its first year of independence. The VIJHL left the Hockey Canada umbrella in April 2024. "We're rebuilding this league from the ground up, and it's exciting to see how far we've come," McDonald said. "We're able to focus on player development while also fostering a competitive environment for our teams." A key factor in that growth has been the league's partnership with the British Columbia Hockey League, BCHL, which has provided players with more opportunities to showcase their skills on a larger stage, including participation in the BCHL All-Star Weekend. "One of the best things about our partnership with the BCHL is the exposure our players are getting," McDonald said. "Dozens of players have had the opportunity to practice and play with BCHL teams, and that's huge for their development." Sean Vincent, chair of the VIJHL, echoed that sentiment, emphasizing the league's role in advancing players to higher levels of hockey. "It's incredible to see players moving up, whether it's to the BCHL or to college programs," Vincent said. "That's really what we're here for, to give players the opportunity to succeed." Looking ahead, both McDonald and Vincent are optimistic about the league's future. "If we can continue to move players up and see them succeed at higher levels, that's the ultimate goal," Vincent said. "We want the VIJHL to be a place where players know they can develop and take their game to the next level." Since becoming independent, the VIJHL has taken a different path than the Kootenay International Junior Hockey League and the Pacific Junior Hockey League, which remain sanctioned under Hockey Canada. Both of those leagues recently announced a new two-tiered structure set to begin within the next 2 years. Meanwhile, the landscape of junior hockey continues to evolve, with players in the Canadian Hockey League now eligible to play NCAA Division I men's hockey starting next season. Regardless of the path players take, one thing is clear: the level of junior hockey on Vancouver Island continues to rise.